Mic check. Oh, snap. What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 174.
170.
Oh, four, man.
Baby.
170 in Pellegrin.
How we feeling? How you feeling today, man?
I'm all right. I got like a little baby cold, I feel. And like I got like a little headache from it, but I'm fine. I was able to hit the gym real hard today. But when I blew my nose, like I felt like my whole left ear pop, and that like kind of like alleviated it. But I've been just dealing with it since last night. I had to cancel my haircut appointment tomorrow.
So it's like pressure. You feeling a little bit of pressure?
Is that yeah, like is? I just heard it pop right now. Yeah.
Okay. And is it just on that side, your left side?
Yeah.
So in between the nose and the ear and all that.
Yeah, like I feel pressure like on my eye and my ear. And it's fucking bothering me, bro. I've been feeling.
Do you have a runny nose stuff too?
Nah, I don't have a runny nose, but I blow my nose. Thank you. But I blow my nose a lot, and a lot of boogers come out.
Yeah, so it's like you have a little bit of an infection, so that's why it creates more mucus to prevent you from getting.
Yeah, bro.
Getting worse.
Yeah, man. So I feel like I'm popping popcorn like when I swallow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, just make sure you get some good rest, man.
Yeah, chill out for a minute. That's why I canceled my haircut, and then I'm gonna skip the gym tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, rest
I'm
in,
so
man.
Sad. So yeah, I'm gonna sleep.
You can make up for it on Sunday.
You're gonna what Sunday?
I said you could just make up for it on Sunday if you want. So it's not like the gym's going anywhere.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, because I'm actually going to the Bay, bro. I'm leaving on Friday. Friday morning.
Oh hell yeah, nice. For what?
My girl's family's out there. Her dad's out there, and her
sweet
grandparents.
Sweet dude.
Yeah, so I'm going to make a trip with the kids and Mercy. So planning on leaving Friday at 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So at least 2 hours of the drive, 3 hours of the drive, they're asleep. Because it's a six-hour drive.
Okay, so you're driving, are you taking the...
I'm driving my car.
Oh, you're driving your car instead of the little family van?
Yeah, I'm driving my wheel.
No, it's not a van. What is it? What would you call
it?
Like a sport utility. It's a sport utility, right?
Yeah, it's like a bigger... I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, it's like a little sport utility because it's not as big as like a...
It's like a Pilot, but smaller.
You know?
It's not an SUV, but...
No, yeah, so it's like a little sport utility, I think. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be completely wrong, though. But yeah, oh, that's cool. But you rather yours because yours has better gas mileage, more comfortable.
Yeah, it's more comfortable. And
it's newer, and you have the tinted windows to keep away the heat.
Yeah,
it's just a more comfortable ride.
Yeah, it's a better... It's a smoother ride. It's more secure, I would say.
And I'm not mistaken, you have your side mirror fixed, right? So you have mirrors.
They both work, yeah.
They both work. Yeah. It's just the back end that's broken out, but not the mirror itself.
Yeah, the wind blew that bitch off.
Oh, and that's fine, man. So, hey, that's cool, man. I freaking...
Yeah.
So
I'm going to see how that trip goes, bro.
It's going to be fucking fun. What's the plan, man? What's the plan? So you guys are going to leave?
I'm just nervous for the drive up there. Like, my daughter, I don't know how my daughter's going to respond, so we're gonna see what's up. No, it's cool, because her dad not owns, but he's like a manager for a hotel.
Nice.
They live in Hayward, so that's the city right before Oakland.
That's where Christian used to live with his girlfriend, right? Hayward?
Yep. Yeah. That's where he used to live, yeah.
So and you said it's only like 30 away from the city?
That's where Mercy's dad lives. Yeah, it's like probably like 40 minutes away from San Francisco.
Is it a popular city, or is it more
rural?
Yeah,
it's Bay.
What is it?
I think it's Bay, so it's that. What's popular over there, what is it, Vallejo, Stockton? Well, Stockton because of the fighters and shit. But yeah, it's right next to Oakland, so I think it's a main city that people know about with Oakland. And then I think he's going to take us out to San Francisco to check it out.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, with the kids.
So then you guys are planning on being there, taking off Friday and coming back when?
We'll come back Sunday.
Sunday morning then.
Yeah, so just 2 days. One, what is it? Two nights, one day.
Well, it depends what time you guys come on Sunday.
Probably bounce like Sunday morning. Yeah, I want to get home by like the evening. So probably
no, if you're
like
leaving at
noon.
6 a.m., you'll be there in the day. You'll be there in the afternoon, like 3.
Oh, no, but on the way back home, like I'll probably bounce like at noon or something to get home at 6, 7 p.m.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man. That way you could sleep in. You have to be all freaking in a rush, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man.
Hell yeah, man. That's a good idea, man.
Bro. Yeah.
Fuck, when's the last time you went up north?
I actually went with Mercy. Nah, actually... Yeah. I went with Mercy and her brother and his brother's girlfriend. We went to fucking to visit her dad. So we went to that was the first time they actually hung out, like Mercy.
This was years ago.
Yeah, this was when we first started dating. I think this was like 20 2020
All right.
Era.
Nice.
No, wait, no, I'm tripping. Because Zeke was born in 2019, right? So this was like 2018, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, before the pregnancy.
And we went to, what are those national parks? What's that big national park that's famous? That's kind of next to San Francisco or heading towards San Francisco? Because that's where we went first.
You're talking about all the trees, the redwood trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that place called, bro?
I don't know what it's called, but it's some national forest, I imagine, though.
Yeah, it's a fucking big-ass fucking forest.
Bro. Yeah, it's not a park. So, yeah, it's the Redwood Forest or whatever, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was cool. It was a cool little trip. I'm, like, trying to look for it in the map and shit. I can't.
Nice, man. So, then for the kids, you just have, like, the iPad ready, some toys or whatever.
Yeah, games, all that shit, bro. So, we're going to see how it goes, dude.
It's going to be fine, man.
And we're going to, like, definitely do pit stops.
Oh, for sure, man. You got to do bathroom pit stops.
Yeah, for sure. And I bought I haven't gotten it yet. I should get it tomorrow, but it's like a box where you could take a shit in the car. So just in case, like, we're in the freeway and, like, there's no way
of exiting.
Yeah, it's
just called a box.
He's going to be able to, like, shit on it. It's cool. And then I also got a travel pissing cup for Zeke.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll be fine.
Can't you just buy a regular box and take a dump in there? What do you mean a special box?
Like, you could fucking, it's like a box where you put a plastic bag in and you take a dump in it. And it's like a perfect shave for your butt.
Okay.
And shit like that. So yeah, man. So we won't have no trouble.
Oh,
dog.
Man, you could just save your money. Just ask me for a box to keep you one for my garage. And nah, just man, line it up with a paper bag.
My kids are royalty. They shit on thrones, homie. They don't shit on boxes, dog. They shit on people.
Shit on anything, brother.
Shit, dog.
Oh, well, that's cool, man. We'll have a fucking blast, dude.
Yeah, bro.
That's gonna be a good time.
Definitely,
dude.
Definitely.
And I think by then the Dodgers are already heading back down because they're in the San Francisco series right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
The LA GPTQT Dodgers.
No, Los Angeles Dodgers, baby. Los Doyers.
When are they gonna have their anti-Catholic day, bro? So we could go.
I don't think they have an anti-Catholic day. They do have a Catholic day, though.
They had one last year. Where they didn't, it wasn't an anti-Catholic day, but they had upside down crosses.
But you know, the upside down cross is actually
Saint Peter.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
But they use it for a different meaning now.
Yeah. The Freemason I follow, he's really big on Saint Peter, and he always talks about like good things about him, and he has like a cross of it too. It's pretty fucking wild.
I think I went to the Saint Peter Basilica in Italy when I was out there. I think I don't remember. I'm not sure. I went to the hospital. I'm sorry. I went to the doctor today just so they
gave plasma again.
Should no, I haven't done that forever, dude. No, I went to because they needed to do another blood test just to see an update, to see where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just quick, but I got to wait for the results. But anyways, I was just like, that I was like, oh man, I want to get home because I want to watch that Inter Miami game. So I was like, I hadn't eaten anything, so I was like, I'll pick something up. So I was like, well, let me just go to Target, pick up some stuff. So then I bought a few things here and there, got some stuff. You know, it was like a little less than $100. I remember your posting. So you've been doing some shopping on Aldi, huh?
I need to beat inflation because it's rigged, bro. So I am working on becoming more analytical with everything. So like my movement, mm-hmm. what I say, where I shop, things like that. Like how I pick a specific video to learn from, to like work out with. So man, I fucking bought 28 things for $108. I got lobster tails. I got ahi tuna. I got bananas. I got strawberries. I got a shitload of things. I got like the two protein drinks I buy at Clark's that are $7. They're $3 there. So it's a good place to shop, bro.
So
you'll find bargains.
So what's their hustle? Are things like
Trader Joe's baby brother. So like if Trader Joe's has like an infinite amount of inventory, they get it. They're pretty much like the sun of it. So, oh, we got all this extra inventory that's not moving. Let's put it all.
So it's like the Ross of supermarkets, kind of?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.
Because Costco's not like, overpriced.
But
bro.
It's not like it's past due or anything
it's
not, like
it's
that?
It's good shit. It's all good right. shit. Yeah, man.
So, because my boy Phil, back in the day, he used to shop there and he used to tell me about it all the time.
I used to do it too, man. And then
it's in Chino Hills, right?
There's a few of them. The Chino Hills one was cool. I need to go to the Upland one again because when I used to go to that one like a couple years ago, I really liked it. So I want to revisit that one. That one's on mountain.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. It's worth it, man, to save your money like that, bro.
Oh, I know, man.
Because today, too, I went to Costco. I just got two sauces that my son likes, diapers, paper towels, and hemp seeds, bro. Oh, and raspberries.
$45.
$158 at Costco.
Because those paper towels, how many did you get? We get like the 24 pack or something.
I get the family pack.
Yeah, because that's like 30 bucks already. Each. Yeah, immediately.
It's expensive.
Toiletries, all that shit's really expensive.
I was like, this shit was more expensive than Aldi, and I got like...
Yeah, dude.
10 times the stuff.
I know, man, but it's so important, right? Like obviously, it comes down to the needs first, right? Like, well, what can I afford? Or how can I make my money last longer? Especially if you're feeding a family, but just an individual basis, too. Like, I don't want to spend extra on stuff that I shouldn't and being...
Yeah, man.
To use your word, more analytical, more choosy, but like, well, what am I going to spend my time on? I got to be more, conservative, but on where I'm going to spend my time, because there's only so much, right, or decisions that I have to make. But yeah, man, I've been thinking more and more, okay, what the fuck, what is the shit that I'm eating? And I really want to eliminate eating fast food, not at 100%, but like 90%, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot better because I've been doing more cooking at home, or if I go out to pick something up, I'll get a better choice or a better option.
Yeah.
No, because so used to eating that fast food and it's just poison. And yeah. I was talking to our boy. So Johnny, our boy Johnny on the phone today. And like, yeah, he does mostly like always either they cook at home or he makes his sandwiches. He takes it to work.
I make a mean vegan sandwich, bro.
I bet, dude. So we were talking about it. And he's like, yeah, man, there's this lady at his work. He's like, I get so sick of it because all she does is complain, but she never changes shit.
Yeah,
she'll show up. She's like, oh, I gotta eat better, do this like that, and she shows up with her Hungry Man TV dinner.
Yeah,
and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And if you're gonna like, why are you doing that? If you're gonna keep complaining, she's like, I know. Or she'll have a bunch of coffee at night because it worked the late shift, and the next day she'll be like, I couldn't sleep. He's like, well, you fucking drank like 3 cups of coffee at 11 at 10 p.m.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I know. She's like, I'll just stop complaining. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be that person because I know I am with certain aspects. Because obviously turning the mirror on yourself is the most difficult thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's also the best thing to do. And not only that, but it's also, it tickles your brain because you're taking a dive in yourself and be like, well, how can I improve? How can I be better? And I always remember about that that passage in the Bible where it says, what is that? I'm going to probably kill it, but doing it verbatim, so I can't do that. But it's like, don't remove the splinter from your, like,
from your wound?
your neighbor's eye, without first removing that piece of wood in your eye.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, because your piece is bigger, you know. But you're looking at somebody
don't
else's.
Don't throw stones at a glass from a
right?
glass house.
But it's more like look. I like this one more. Like it's like look at yourself first before you look at that, and then it's like, okay, well, how am I improving and eliminating those limiting beliefs, you know, because I'll have those limiting beliefs that you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, I could change this. Of course I could change this. And I could be better. And it's just about those incremental changes, not thinking like, oh, it's got to be a big change. No, incremental changes. And that's how you build. And that's the stuff that sticks, right?
Because the thing is you have a false identity right now because you don't trust yourself. So you need to make sure that you build up these little small victories. And that's funny you bring this up because I kind of had a post like that today where you got to build up small victories with yourself so you can gain that trust back. And then once you have that trust, you're going to be fucking business is booming, bro.
And it's about being aware of it first and being aware, okay, well, take the moment, right? What am I going to eat? And then you immediately, like, say your mind goes to something else first, but pause me, like, no, why? Mm-hmm. I could go somewhere else first. Let me pick this up at the market first or do this instead. Or take the extra time and cook something.
Yep.
You know, because I've been cooking the salmon, doing stuff like that. And then I went to Target today and I picked up, you know, at least better.
Just don't buy your fruits at Target and vegetables because they use a peel.
They use what? I'm sorry?
A peel.
What is that?
That's the Bill Gates spray. So Albertsons and Target are known for that. So
okay.
I wouldn't, like, buy your groceries there, like your frozen shit, your salmon and all that, bread, whatever, but I wouldn't buy your avocados and tomatoes and shit like that there.
Got it. But, you know, I think that may be the next step. First, I want to do better choices eating first, and then be like, okay, then let me get choosy. I just don't want perfect to be the enemy of good. Mm-hmm. You know, so where do you end up buying your fruits at?
My fruits, I buy them. It depends. Like my eggs, I go to an egg farm. My avocados, I go to an avocado farm. My strawberries, I get them at Costco or Aldi, no, or Stater Brothers. But I got to make sure they're organic, bro. Like my berries, I always got to make sure they're organic.
Those you buy at Costco? Do they have a lot of organic stuff there?
Yeah, no? Yeah, they have a lot. You'll get like a big-ass box of strawberries for $5, and I'll get like 2 boxes of that.
Nice.
Shit.
Yeah. And then some blueberries and stuff like that.
Yeah, blueberries and red. Yeah, I fuck with the berries, bro.
Well, yeah, man, all that stuff good because those are antioxidant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Do you know what antioxidant is?
It make you poop?
I guess, no, like a layman's term to remember that because I just learned this recently from one of my boys. Antioxidants, bacteria? If you leave them out, they don't turn brown quickly.
Oh, nice.
And that shows that they're antioxidants and they're really good for you because that's kind of how we are as our skin. Yeah. If we're not having a lot of antioxidant stuff, then we start getting more like spots and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Because my boy was reading a book
about that and he told me about it. And I think it's I forgot what he said it was called. It was like some catchy title. But it was about, you know, eating specific things and the guy breaks it down into simpler forms. But I think it's an audiobook because he's listening to.
No, but that's a good change because that's going to have a bleeding effect. It's going to bleed through all parts of your life. So I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner because you used Dr. Squatch, which is like a good bar of soap.
I do it with certain things, you know? I don't do it with everything. So it's about like improving other aspects and looking at other aspects of my life. And what's all the most important things? It's the diet, if not the most important thing. So it's like, okay, how can I improve it? And I'm not saying like I'm going to be perfect. I'm saying I'm just looking to improve this, change this up, stop eating this, stop eating that, shit like that. You know
what's next too, bro? What shampoo do you use?
I use that. I've been using that one forever, the Purador, a long time ago.
Bro, that shit fucking sucks.
That shit's really good.
Ingredients on it?
Yeah, most of it's natural stuff.
That shit's got like 80 fucking ingredients, bro. There's this one guy I'm following. I bought his shampoo. I'm trying to.
He makes it in a sink?
Look for it.
Where does he make it?
It's only got like, I think it's St. Louis, Missouri. He's like a veteran. And it's funny because I joked with you about plasma. He actually sold plasma blood so he could have enough money to start this business.
Dude, it's a good way to make extra money.
It's all organic ingredients, bro. So I bought the shampoo and the conditioner because I always noticed that my scalp is dry. And that's because I grew up with that VO5. Pert Plus, Head and Shoulders, all
could
these.
Could be, or it could be you just should naturally not as greasy.
So his name's Johnny Slicks.
But it's better to have a drier scalp than a greasy scalp, dude.
I just want to.
You've seen people like when their head's all fucking greasy and shit, and that's without them putting anything on their hair?
Nah, man. Johnny Slicks.
The, did you see? Oh, you didn't see it. I was watching boxing this past weekend. And these, because I wanted to watch a Lomachenko fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the fight before that, it was these two girls. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, oh, man, she's attractive. And then I looked her up, and I guess she partnered up with OnlyFans.
Okay.
You may know her image from, like, I think she went into a way, and I didn't know this, where her body was just painted.
Really?
Yeah, no? I think the top. So anyways,
what the?
She did good, man. The fight was good. She lit up this other girl who's more like Hispanic and older looking.
Okay.
And then, dude, when they went up there, and the fight was in New Zealand, so the fight was, like, early afternoon, you know, but it was live in our time, which was in the evening. Dude, and the announcer went up there, read the incorrect scorecard, and read the wrong winner, dude.
And she was all hyped, right?
Well, the other one that lost was all hyped because she thought she won, you know?
Wow.
And yeah, because obviously, of course, she probably thought she won, and then she hears that, she's like, oh, hell yeah. And the prettier girl, the one I was talking about, she just kind of just stayed quiet, didn't even react. I was like, whatever. And then immediately it's wild because I was watching them read the card. The ref, you know how the ref holds both of their hands?
Yeah.
When he heard the card, he was going to lift the real winner up. And I was like, why is he almost going to lift her up? But he hesitated and lifted the other one up because he already knew the score. Because he had told the ref.
Wow.
But then he still did what the announcer said. So immediately they pulled him back in the middle of the ring. Like, oh, no. And then we read the cards and you saw the other girl's face who they had just announced. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what
man.
The fuck's going on? And then the other girl started crying because she was, like, relieved. But it was wild, man. And then Lomachenko lit that dude up, man.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Poor Cambosa has been on a down slope, but supposedly he's going to fight...
Lomachenko looked good, man. He looked like a vintage Lomachenko, though.
He's supposed to fight homeboy, dog. Can't think of his name, bro. My headache. My boy, dog. The fucking tank.
Logan Paul?
Tank.
No, he can't fight Cambosa.
No, he's fighting Lomachenko. Like, they're talking. Like,
oh, yeah, they said that. They already tweeted that. Same thing. Same night. He said, after I fight this one guy, then Loma's next.
Loma deserves it, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He beat Devin Haney. I do not like Devin Haney, bro. They robbed that man.
I remember that one, yeah.
And then they said Canelo versus fucking the best boxer, bro, Terrence Crawford. But I don't know if that's going to happen, bro. I don't think Canelo.
Damn, Terrence Crawford is pound for pound best, man.
Yeah, dude. Yo, so look, purified water, coconut oil, castor oil, vitamin E oil, aloe vera juice, jojoba oil, castor oil, glycerine, and fragrance. That's it.
And he just makes it himself, and you like it? You've been using that for a minute?
It's been a week.
Shampoo slick?
Johnny Slicks. So shout out to Johnny Slicks.
Johnny Slicks, baby.
Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y. With the H. Sorry, so Rob's.
Dude, the... you know, on Instagram, there's this one page that I like, man. It's called, they put up a lot of cool stuff and cool images to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Niche, you know, Niche.
Okay.
And I saw one today, and it was Albert Einstein. And then I've heard this quote before from, like, OCD recovery specialists and, like, philosophers and all that. I've quoted this. And it's why when you hear it, sometimes on the surface, you may think it means something else. But then when you really dive deep into it, you're like, wow, it could be applied to this. So he said, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used to create them.
Yep.
Damn, that's so great, man.
Yeah, you got to think outside the box. So that's funny. That's a good-ass quote because that reminds me of I was talking to like an older friend of mine. Who has his kids who go like in missionary retreats. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he would always hate when he was younger and his parents would ground him. He would ask, why? Why are you grounding me?
Mm-hmm.
And the response would always be, because I said so. So he always remembered that as a kid. So, and he runs like a good household. Like his kids don't watch R-rated films. They don't drink alcohol. They're like really great fucking people. And I remember asking him, like, you ever get pushback from you? He's like, sometimes. He's like, but that's when he went into the store. He's like, I would always remember my dad telling me that, and I hated it. So anytime, like, my kids get grounded, I always provide the why behind it. And I was like, that's fucking smart to do that because that coincides with the quote, you know, you're not going to change the world with the same thought process, right, that created the problem. So what you're doing in a nutshell for, like, new wave parenting is – instead of like, because he said by explaining the why behind why you're grounded, oh, you're grounded because you're distracting the family. I told you two times to put your phone away, things like that, right? Because you're going to be able to like lessen the hate in a sense because you're providing reasons behind it.
Yeah, you're giving some justification for it.
So by you doing that, right, you're going to allow the kid to decipher that, like, okay, I did that, and then they think about it. And then, oh, I did that, and then they think about it. And then from there, they're going to be able to problem solve versus, right? I told you so, and then you're like, what the fuck? My dad's a dick. Why are you just telling me I told you so, not providing a why, and it's a different type of energy? And I was like, damn, I didn't think about it like that.
You never thought about giving the why?
No, I always thought about giving the why, but like in that moment, like I put myself in the shoes of like a 14-year-old kid who his dad just says, because I said so, you know what I'm saying? And then I go slam the door in my room. All I'm going to think about is, my dad's a bitch. My dad's a dick. Versus...
Like, yeah, it's fucked up. What's the reason for it?
I just wanted to bring that. It reminded me of that from the quote you said, because you're kind of giving like a different perspective.
Yeah, the way I think about that quote is from the same... But I completely related to the way Matt Cotty talked about it when he talks about... like, if you're coming from a place of fear, right... then you're going to see things differently. And if you're looking at things with a fear lens, right, then things are going to look scary. So it's not like you could outthink that and solve the problem that way. You would have to, like, raise your consciousness to, like, a level, mm-hmm. just to say, to a level of love. Mm-hmm. And then now you're in a different wavelength and different wave of energy to solve the issue. You know what I mean? So it's like, so that's coming. The problem was created through fear, but you can't solve it through fear. Mm-hmm. You got to solve it with love. You know, so seeing it that way, like, it's like deeper and more like, oh man, it's like more of a nuance and understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, absolutely, bro.
Which brings me, the thing that I asked, differently. Which brings me to what I wanted to ask you about that. I think I brought it up to you this past weekend because you ran through that book, Power versus Force, and I'm getting more intrigued about it. But I'm going to read another one prior to that. But that one, what are some of the things that stick out to you that you remember? Is there anything that sticks out right now? It was just so dense and something.
It was really dense. I gotta. If I open the book, I highlighted a lot of dope shit from the book. But what I got most from it is just the map of consciousness. I just found that very intriguing because it just shows you levels. Like you might think like, all right, I feel. What is it? Let me pull up the map of consciousness.
So the map of consciousness is about levels of energy, right?
Yeah, of where you're at, where your conscious level is.
Right. Okay. So where you, if you're like at a low conscious level,
so if you're not
at a high conscious level.
Yeah. So if you're not like doing things morally, your conscious level drops. You're not eating clean. You're not fulfilling your promises, things like that. So,
okay.
So pretty much what I like about it, he breaks it down. So you have a spiritual paradigm, which is love, joy, peace, and enlightenment. Enlightenment is like the highest form of consciousness that you could get.
Okay.
It's literally pure fucking consciousness.
Got it.
It's ineffable, is the emotional state. So no one can fuck with you. And he breaks it down on a scale of like 0 to 1,000.
Right.
So enlightenment is from like 700 to 1,000. So there's probably only a few people in this world ever tapped into that.
What's the lowest level?
The lowest level is shame.
So shame, and then what's after that? Fear?
Guilt.
So shame, guilt, and fear.
Nope. There's more. So shame starts, and that's from having the emotional state of feeling humiliated.
Right.
In your view of life,
like
right?
A deep humiliation.
And what
you
were talking about, right? If you're looking at it with love, you're going to see the world different. So the viewpoint of having the level of shame is despising. Or excuse me, it's miserable. The viewpoint of life is miserable, and then God's view of you is despising.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And then what's after shame?
After shame, it's guilt.
Okay.
And that's a 30 energetic level. And then it's apathy, which is a 50. And then your emotional state is despair.
Okay.
You have despair. And then right after apathy, it's grief.
Okay.
And then the emotional state behind grief is regret. Like, you're very regretful. But what's better than having grief is being fearful. That's at 100. And your predominant emotional state is anxiety. You're very anxious as a person. And your view of life is frightening.
Okay.
And then, and pretty much the process is withdrawal from.
So shame they have at the absolute
shame
lowest.
Is the very worst thing.
So that's
right
at the underlying of it all.
Shame, exactly like Game of Thrones. Shame. Yeah, like they painted that. And then right above fear is desire. So some people might be like, "Yo, why are you desiring women? Blah blah blah." That's a higher level than fear, they say. And then above desire is anger. But what's better than anger is pride, like being prideful versus angry. And then it just goes up and up, bro. And that's he breaks dope. Down.
And he created himself, right? It was David Hawking?
Yeah, David Hawking. Dr. David R. Hawkins. Yeah, and he breaks it down, bro, each level and talks about it. So you're like, shit, man.
Yeah, he spent years studying that, right?
Yeah, dude. I remember when my boy Leviticus told me about the book. And I was like, he's like, not too many people know about this book, but I'm going to tell you, I'm like, good looking. I bought that shit immediately.
Hell yeah, man. So that's the thing that stuck with you more, those the ideas of understanding the levels of consciousness, and it's the energy of the consciousness, right? So when you think of consciousness and the way he describes it, that's about the awareness, right? Like the way I understand it is being aware, understanding what you know, and knowing how to apply it, right?
Yeah, because you could be doing the wrong thing. And be ignorant behind it. You might be like, yeah, I do OnlyFans with my girl, but I'm a millionaire. But morally, how are you feeling? And morally, like, would you be proud if your mom bought that or your dad bought that?
Mm.
So that, it dives into shit like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the consciousness, why I think it's like you're the awareness.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the consciousness. Like, you're the awareness of your thoughts, your feelings, and the things that are around you, right? Things surrounding you. And that's a wild concept. That's a, the more, when I first started learning about that some time back, it was like a little frightening to see that, because it was like, what? I don't get it. You know, but it's like once you start diving more and more into it and meditating and understanding that, it makes things clear. You know, it gives you that separation between you and your thoughts and your emotions. And that gives you that space to be able to, you know, make better decisions and to respond to things as opposed to react to them.
It makes things, I like that. It makes things crystal clear. So like a Christ point of view, bro. Fucking Yoda, dog, power versus force.
That's rad, man. That's really fucking cool.
Yeah, because when you think about it, you're like, what's better, power versus force? And like power is like a positive entity, and then force is a negative one, because you're forcing people to do things versus.
Or you're forcing something as opposed to letting them be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, power is silence. You know, power is not reacting.
Do you know that?
That's a flex.
Do you know the story behind Let It Be?
The Beatles? No.
Yeah, well, Paul McCartney wrote it because...
Let me be. He sang it at Ringo Starr.
No, he had a dream of his mom, because his mom had passed away.
Damn.
And then she came to him in a dream and said, let it be. You know, and that's how he wrote the song, the upline of like, let things be, man. Flow with it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's all. Damn. That kind of makes sense why Ye got him for the only one song when he has it as the perspective of his mom, Donda,
singing
to Ye for his daughter. And that's the song with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, man.
Fucking Paul, dog. Sir Paul, dog.
Sir, he's knighted, bro.
The alias fucking Beatle, dog. He's 90, you said? 90?
Knighted.
Oh, knighted.
That's why he's Sir Paul McCartney, dude. That's some fucking respect, dude.
John Lennon sent that fucking high honor back, bro. That's a different
one. That was in America, right?
That's a different
one. In NYC, huh?
He said Vietnam War. I ain't rock with that. Tell him, Yoko. Yo, bro, you know Yoko was in Japan when Hiroshima happened? Or the bomb happened?
Yeah, she was a little girl.
Yeah, dude. Isn't that fucking crazy, dog?
Yeah, dude.
I need to read her book. I have her book. It's fucking crazy.
Watching this
grapefruit.
Watching that Let It Be documentary. Now I'm on episode 3, because each episode is like 2 hours, right? So, I'm sorry. The Get Back. They just released the Let It Be, but Get Back is the whole behind the scenes of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoko is there practically every day.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, her and John just love spending time with each other, you know. And but it's him doing his shit there, and she's just kind of like sitting around. In my head, I'm like, damn, I wonder if she was bored or what, or maybe she did her art at night or what, or maybe she stopped doing it for a while. Because most of the time, she's just sitting there while they're playing music, you know?
That's weird.
But then I saw, in one of the recent ones, segments, then they show her, like, painting on the side.
Mm, you know? Okay,
but I was
okay.
Like, man, she just wanted to be there all the time with them. And they've talked about it a little bit, like, you could hear them talking about it during the movie, you know, between the videos. And like, they just like spending time with each other. They love being around each other.
That's so crazy, bro. Did they, they were together till he got killed, right?
No.
So he got murdered or they
Oh,
divorced.
Him and Yoko at the Jeff Vito's. Yeah, him and Yoko, right? Yeah. He got killed in the streets of New York City, man.
That's fucking
wild. That's why they have that the Strawberry Fields section in New York. Well, I don't know the reason why, but in Central Park in New York. When I was out there, I visited that part. They have a part that's Strawberry Fields Forever and the Beatles.
Oh, shit.
He was killed, like, across the street. That's where his apartment was.
Damn, bro. That's fucking crazy.
It's fucking awful, man.
Speaking of music, there's this cat. Yeah, RIP to John Lennon, bro. I think he was a LifePath 33. There's this dude I follow on TikTok that kind of, like, talks about, like, artists and shit like that, and he like shares stories behind them. So he was talking about how his name is, because X-E-V-I, Zevi, I guess. So he talks about how drill music came about, like how it started and how
drill music.
Yeah, because it's really big in Chicago, but drill music is like fucking.
What is it?
Like Chief Keef.
Oh, but it's a form of rap though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the main premise of drill music, what it was from what this guy explains, is it's the music you make of the people you killed. So it's literally like gang bangers. So King Von, who's like a really famous for drill music, he got murdered. He died at 22 years old, but he killed like supposedly like 10 different people. And like in his music, he raps about killing them.
King Von,
yeah.
What's wild is that.
And it didn't get popular until Chief Keef dropped Don't Like. And then people started liking the fucking music. But literally the premise of that is to make music of the
drill,
people you
D-R-I-L-L.
Kill. D-R-I-L-L, yeah. But that's the premise. It's fucking crazy.
So Chief Keef
and
made
that's
it
how,
like really popular.
That's
what
how,
brought it to
That's how Academics got popular. Because he started like, I think, sharing that music. Or I got to read the video again. But that's how Academics got brought up.
But
how
speaking of
found
King
out
Von,
about him.
Before I forget, I heard his name recently on that Netflix documentary, Unlocked. Have you seen it?
No.
So it's like they did an experiment at this jail in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And it's like where they host all the criminals, you know, high-end, low-end, whatever. But it's mostly like high-end criminals. But they're on a lockdown. It's 23-1.
Okay.
So they're locked in the room
23
for
23 hours at lock. 1 hour, that's not. That's a DMX line.
In 1 hour, man, they just get out of their cage for 1 hour. But it's a holding cell before they get, like, sentenced or whatever, or before they hold their trial. And the, is it the chief? I forget, I'm trying, but he's also a politician. He runs the jail, right? So he decided, we're going to leave the doors unlocked. We're going to run an experiment for 6 weeks.
It's because the record labels own the prisons, bro.
For them to build a community. For them to build a community, all that stuff. So they did it, and it was a pretty wild experiment. But it's wild to see because all the cameras are constantly there, so you don't know how it's all built up.
Yeah.
You know, but this guy was wanting to get in touch with his son, because and then they allowed them to get free phone calls, all this other stuff too. So this guy was like a little guy. I forget what they called him. Damn, I forget his name. But he was only like 32, 33 years old. A small little dude. And he wanted to get back in touch with his son. And we're talking to his son on his phone. He's like, what do you listen to? What kind of music do you listen to? He's like, King Von. He's like, damn, you like King Von? That's some hardcore shit, man. So that's where I heard the name.
That's fucking
like,
wild.
So that dude got killed some time back?
He got killed like probably like 4 years ago, bro.
And then then he started becoming big after he was killed. Like, it started coming out, his music.
They all got big when Don't Like came out. When Kanye did the remix for Don't Like, and then Chief Keef blew up, and that opened up the whole...
Is Chief Keef still big?
Nah, not really.
Wasn't Selena...
He died in 2020.
Wasn't Selena Gomez with him? With Keef?
Chief Keef? No, she's with that
No, a long time ago. Wasn't she a big fan of his? Because I saw them together and shit.
Everyone was a fan of him when that shit dropped, bro.
It
was
up
the biggest fucking hit, yeah.
And then later on, he did the
Bitch, I'm Sosa.
The song with I Can Hold My Liquor, right?
Yeah.
That came later, though, right?
Yeah. That was on Yeezus.
So what's the song against? I can look it up. I've teared.
Who, Chief Keef?
Yeah, the one that got him big.
Oh, Don't Like. You heard it. It's Kanye did the remix. It's on Cruise Summer.
Oh, okay. Damn, man, there's so much music.
Girls kissing girls, because it's hot, right? But if they use a strap on, then they're not dykes.
Dang, dude, there's so many fucking...
That's that shit I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
That's that shit. That's originally Chief Keef.
And where's he from?
He's from Chicago. That's where drill music came.
Okay, that's where it was born from.
Yeah, and that's what it's... Yeah, bro.
That's some hard shit, bro. Dude. Yeah. Fucking A, man.
Well, on that note, huh?
Yeah, on that note, man.
Take us out, Raw. You take us out.
I'll take us out, man. We'll enjoy San Francisco, man. Oh, by the way, your shoes are coming back in tomorrow. Let me tell you that little Let me tell you about that little fucking
Everything's
journey.
Coming up short,
Tell me about that fucking little journey, bro. So I was like, all right.
Karma loop.
So I hit them up on an email. I was like, okay, can I send these back? Because I already said, like, you have 30 days to send everything back, but you got to pay for shipping yourself. I got the shit. And I was like, but you can't send it back on the shoe box. And I remember I gave you the box to take home. I was like, God damn it, son of a bitch.
God damn.
So I went to the post office.
You did it in an envelope? I have envelopes.
Pair of shoes?
Yeah, that won't work.
No, man, they'll get all smashed up.
Yeah, that's true.
So fucking, I went to a post office last Friday. So I was like, oh, I think she has some boxes there. I see how much the prices are. No boxes, dude. So I went up, and the lady's like, okay, well, yeah, if you ship this, it'll only be like $12 because it's local. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. No problem. So, but
you should have went to UPS.
I was like, but we don't, no, I'll be like 30 or something. I was like, yeah, but you know, you can't send it in this box. You got to send it outside. I was like, all right, cool. So I went to Home Depot. Got a box, but it was like $1.30. But because that's the only box they had similar to that size, because anything smaller
wouldn't
fit.
They got you a weight diameter.
They had to weight everything. So it jumped up to like $14. I was like, doesn't matter. I just send it. So they should be coming in tomorrow.
Damn,
I
got
the, thing. Thanks, I was like, God damn it. I was like, next time, just fucking gift card.
Just give me a gift
card. I don't know why
God
I thought I was you're a smaller size. But on that note, baby, you'll be skating
to
San Francisco. We're going to get this out, man.
Yes,
do our shit, man. Stay living. Make sure you stay up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Stay up.